To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. If you missed any of our tiers, any of Tommy Curran or Kiefer Madness, it's all available for you on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Holiday season is a great time to have the Audacy app on your phone.
Oh, no doubt. In fact, it's one of the best gifts to give.
Oh, that's true.
Steal someone's phone and then put the Audacy app on there for them, and they'll thank you later.
Download it right on there, and they go, what does this cost me? And you go, nothing.
Nothing.
Not a thing.
That's yours. They're like, yeah, but what's the monthly? How much does it cost monthly?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still free.
So what's the catch?
None.
No catch.
Just keep it locked and loaded, 10 to 2.
Someday we might come calling for that.
We might.
But yeah, no, free in the meantime. You won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe. You can check out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram if you want to catch up on our tiers. Mike Vrabel is 6-0 off the bye week.
Ooh!
Which I do feel good about, Keefe, the whole spot in general, where you're at home as opposed to in Buffalo where you already won this
definitely
year. You're sitting there waiting for them. Well, they had to play last week against Cincinnati in a game that went down to the wire.
A snow game.
Buffalo could have lost in the snow.
Yeah.
And then you factor in that Vrabel's 6-0 on top of that coming off the bye week. Pats are in a good spot. It's a hard matchup. The Bills are a difficult team. I don't think they're as good as they've been the last few years.
No.
But it is a good spot for the Patriots and thus a difficult spot for Buffalo. However, if the Bills have any sense of motivation, not just for the retribution against New England from the first game, which I think we all wrapped our heads around and spent some time talking about yesterday, and if they want to stay in the mix in the division, they have to win this game, although it's probably a long shot they're winning the division either way. Something that I personally underestimated yesterday is just how wide open the AFC is for Josh Allen and the Bills. Like, always, since he got into the league, it's Mahomes and the Chiefs over here, and you're just waiting on a collision course to run into them in the postseason. Mahomes is probably not going to make it. They always beat the Chiefs in the regular season like they did this year, and then always lose to him in the postseason. But not only is it not that, it is no Joe Burrow, who I think you effectively eliminated yesterday. We'll see about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson could still be there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But now who does Josh Allen have to deal with? It's none of those contemporaries and other high-end AFC quarterbacks he's been stacked up against. It's the new guard.
Yeah.
And it's Knicks, and it's May, and maybe a really, really old Aaron Rodgers. But that's kind of what you're dealing with. Herbert, who's banged up?
Yeah.
That's kind of what he's dealing with. If the Bills have any sense of rising to the moment and taking advantage of their year, I mean, if you're in Buffalo, you're probably looking at it going, this is the Bills' year, and it starts with the Pats on Sunday.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, this is like, there's probably NBA equivalents to this, you know, when LeBron finally left the Eastern Conference, or when like a certain player that was just sort of blocking everybody, you know, when Shaq and Kobe broke up, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Like, now we can actually get through here, because as many wins as Buffalo would have against Kansas City in the regular season, it never seemed to matter come playoff time. And then you had a guy like Burrow kind of looming, at least going into the year. You thought maybe he could stay healthy this year. Wasn't the case. But also, I think Buffalo and Kansas City are in a similar spot, even though Buffalo is clearly is a playoff team. Kansas City isn't. But they both have huge games this weekend. Kansas City's against the Chargers. The Bills against the Patriots. So the team that they're kind of trying to chase down, either for the division or a wild card spot, is directly in front of them. And it's sort of like their last gasp. And I think for the Bills, even though winning the division seems pretty unlikely at this point, the top wild card spot is also going to be really, really significant because you'll play Pittsburgh.
Correct.
Or maybe Baltimore, but probably Pittsburgh. And or you get to go to New England or to Denver. Or maybe to Houston? Like, no thanks.
Yeah, hell with that.
So, like, that's what, you know, whoever is the sixth and the seventh seed is going to be facing. So, yeah, all these teams have monster games for different things, right? Like, I don't think Josh Allen really has any risk of, like, falling out of the playoffs. But they have a little sliver of a chance to win the division. But they also could kind of grab hold of that top wild card spot, which is going to be ultra valuable this year.
Do you think if the Bills don't win it all this year, or at least get to a Super Bowl this year, their window's closed?
Yeah, I think it may have already been closed. I don't even know if it was ever really open. Like, there was one of those things where
it was always Mahomes standing there, yeah. And now it's May or yeah. Whomever. Yeah,
kind of. Because, and then even this year, it's like, all right, you got to get to the Super Bowl, but then the NFC team is going to be favored. Now, you can upset them and you can win and whatever else. But, like, Joe Burrow's gotten to a Super Bowl, right? Like, Allen and Jackson still haven't. And you're like, all right, they're kind of similar ages to Mahomes, so they're going to have to beat Mahomes. Well, or, oh, maybe Mahomes, like, this is the one fluky type year.
It's
or
a good
whatever.
Point. We can play the exact same game in a week with Lamar.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's see what Pittsburgh does this week. Let's see what Baltimore does. Maybe the AFC North flips again. They just played head-to-head. Baltimore could have beat them if likely got credit for the touchdown. They didn't. So I don't think Baltimore is dead in that division. You can play the exact same game with them next week, too.
Yep.
Is the window open? Was it ever open? Was this their best chance?
But like with Buffalo, what was it? Two conference championship games, but just they couldn't get through Patrick Mahomes. And they seem to be a team that was a pretty trendy Super Bowl pick the last like five years.
Buffalo has more of like a Kansas City thing. The Ravens have lost
a playoff thing.
Correct. It's more of a playoff thing with them.
Postseason issue
is more their issue
than just Mahomes. So if you don't have to face Mahomes, then what's your excuse? Like if you lose to Bo Nix or Drake May in the playoffs, then what are you going to say up there in Buffalo?
Who has knocked Lamar out of the playoffs? Brady did it the first time, right? That was Lamar, his first year in the playoffs.
Then it
was Tannehill and Vrabel. Then has Allen and Mahomes both knocked him out? I think that's right. Are those the teams that have knocked them out?
Let me double check.
Because Allen pretty much just runs into Mahomes and gets knocked out.
That's his biggest problem. Yeah. All right, let's see. Lamar Jackson lost to the Chargers.
Oh, no, that's right. I'm sorry. It wasn't Brady who knocked him out. The Chargers knocked out the Ravens, who then the Patriots smoked the next week.
They lost to Tennessee. They lost to Buffalo, they lost to Kansas City, and then they lost to Buffalo again.
So there you go.
He is 3-5 in the playoffs, is Lamar Jackson. And that playoff loss was, well, to Phillip Rivers, so it all comes full circle. That was pre-Herbert, so that was a Phillip Rivers loss.
It ties in very nicely with this. Phillip Rivers has been signed to the Indianapolis Colts practice squad.
Okay.
44-year-old Phillip Rivers. I think he's, like, tied for, I don't know, the sixth oldest. Is like him and Warren Moon and Vinny Testaverde. It's behind Brady and George Blanda or whoever it is, oldest quarterbacks to play.
Yeah.
But at 44, Phillip Rivers has signed to the Colts practice squad. He is one of, you said this earlier in the show, Keith, he's one of 26 modern era semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. If he signs to the Colts active roster, maybe this is an answer as to why he's on the practice squad, not the active roster. If he signs to the active roster, his name will come off the list. The clock will restart. And his Hall of Fame candidacy will be delayed by 5 years. So this might be part of the reason why he signed to the practice squad and not the active roster. It's like, look, if I really think I can do it and the team's actually going to start me, I'm not gonna lose out on maybe going to the Hall of Fame, which I don't think he deserves to go to anyway, but another story for another day. I'm not going to lose out on going to the Hall of Fame to be like your emergency quarterback sitting there or your backup quarterback sitting there. Put me on the practice squad and let's see.
It is really strange. I feel like I thought he'd played more recently than that. Obviously, no, because we were going over the Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalists and he was on there. His last game was 2020.
Yeah.
His last game was the COVID year. So Tom Brady
He made the playoffs that year.
Yeah.
The last time the Colts made
decent that year.
The last time the Colts made the playoffs was 2020 with Phillip Rivers as their quarterback.
And now he's
back.
But like, of all people, of all quarterbacks that have retired, usually you go to a guy that's like 1 or 2 years removed. Tom Brady played more recently than Phillip Rivers.
That's crazy.
Tom Brady played in 2022. You're better off calling him than you are Phillip Rivers. I saw Schefter had a tweet.
I mean, yes, anyways, but yeah, no, I get your point. Yeah.
Schefter said starting quarterbacks the Colts have gone through since Phillip Rivers.
Okay.
Carson Wentz,
ugh.
Matt Ryan,
ugh.
Sam Ehlinger.
They had a type there for a while. It was Rivers, Wentz, and who'd you say, Ryan? Jeez.
Yeah, Wentz, Ryan, Ehlinger, Nick Foles, Gardner Minshew, Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco, Daniel Jones.
I actually like a handful of those quarterbacks. Yeah,
they're all pretty bad. Yeah. And then they went to Riley Leonard, the kid from Notre Dame. And then you were telling me he got hurt in that game?
So he's hurt. I think it's a PCL. So
That's all they have.
He might be able to play through it. No, their depth chart right now, their depth chart as I see it, is Riley Leonard. It is Brett Rippon.
Yikes.
And then Richardson and Daniel Jones are both on IR. Jones is going to have Achilles
surgery.
Well, Richardson
had that tough injury. He, like, snapped the band back.
Richardson had the band snap back in his face. Yeah, otherwise he would definitely be the starter, I think.
Yeah, so now Rivers to the practice
squad. Sure about that?
Over Riley Leonard and Brett Rippon and Phillip Rivers, yes. I mean, yeah. I'm not saying he'd play well, but yeah.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yes, I think he would be the starter.
I feel like when a really good, or not really good, when a like veteran guy like that signs to the practice squad, it's all just like details. Like the guy's not like, he's not going to go there to practice. Like he's going to play. Like, I feel like he's going to be on the team.
I think
and maybe this is just a...
No, I think he'll probably sure be Riley starting Leonard's. On Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably what I think.
I
yeah.
think so, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
44-year-old Phillip Rivers playing at Seattle.
Okay. Let me say,
I
though.
I like the Seahawks.
If you are...
Give me the Seahawks
If
one.
You're a fantasy football player
I
and
am.
You've been riding the Jonathan Taylor train all year...
Sure.
I'd be very nervous about Riley Leonard, Brett Rippon. Phillip Rivers makes me feel a little bit better.
Not me. It's been way too long.
It's better. Not than Daniel Jones. It's better than Brett Rippon or Riley Leonard? Yes.
Do they even score?
I don't know. They got a better chance with Phillip Rivers.
No. I mean, I guess than
I feel like
I don't know. Riley Leonard just played in an NFL game this past weekend. Phillip Rivers hasn't played since COVID.
If you have Hunter Hayes / Dan Ball, Tyler Warren in your fantasy league.
Yeah.
I feel a little better about Phillip Rivers. I feel like the Colts are more playable in your fantasy.
Yeah, matchup. Because they're going to be doing tush pushes with Ty Warren all up and down the field. That's going to be their offense.
But anyway, that is unbelievable. We started a little side discussion on Phillip Rivers. It turns out you actually really like Phillip Rivers, which I didn't know.
Well, no, you just really like Joe Flacco. I don't even think it's a debate who's better, Rivers or Flacco.
Me neither.
Rivers is an 8-time Pro Bowler. Joe Flacco is a 0-time Pro Bowler.
Yep.
You never once considered Flacco a top-5 quarterback in the AFC. I think perennially, Rivers was a top-5 quarterback
Rivers
in the
was a way, 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 way worse version of Drew Brees, as he was a stat compiler who would win a bunch of regular season games and then go to the playoffs and crap his pants.
Yeah.
Flacco had some balls. Flacco won some games.
Well,
same thing
Flacco
with,
had one
same thing
good
with
playoff
Eli Manning.
Where he kind of like blacked out that year. He went 4-0. They won the Super Bowl, but that was it. And that's when all the memes came up with, oh, is he elite? Is he elite? Because everybody knew he was not elite. Uh-huh. And neither's Rivers. I'm more pushing down Flacco than propping up Rivers.
And you take Rivers over Eli.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would, for sure. That. I wouldn't do that either.
I don't think any of them are Hall of Famers.
No, me neither.
I think
they're all out of the Hall of Fame. But now I need one to be my,
I would go Rivers,
one
Eli.
One needs to be my starting quarterback.
Rivers, Eli, Flacco.
Flacco, Eli, Rivers.
Oh, my God. What is the Flacco love? Is it these recent little heaters that he's gone on with the Browns and the Bengals?
It might be some of that.
Well, with those recent heaters, Phillip Rivers still has 150 more touchdown passes in 38 more games.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was
staggering.
38 games. Sound like they're doing a lot of work.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, it sounds like to me.
Flacco could still catch him. Flacco's still in the league.
Well, now that's probably part of why Phillip Rivers is back.
Yeah, probably.
Probably why he's back. Yeah. Bob's in Hartford wants to talk about this. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Philip Rivers is Riley Leonard's mentor, and I think they brought him in to just coach him, basically.
Okay, why couldn't he do that, like, on the phone or something like that? Why do they have to bring him in?
On the active practice squad.
I guess he was with him growing up, going through high school and stuff, helped him get to Notre Dame, and I think they brought him in as, A, insurance, but more or less to mentor Riley if he's healthy.
Okay, that'll work.
Rivers
never won anything. I wouldn't want him anywhere near any of my quarterbacks, ever.
What are you talking about? He won 2 playoff games in 07.
The only thing I give Rivers is his toughness. I said this earlier. The man played on a torn ACL or whatever it was. I give him credit for that, but no. I wouldn't want him mentoring anyone. Is Riley Leonard one of his kids?
He's got enough on his plate at home.
He's got enough of them.
He's
so sick of his family. He wants to go mentor this kid instead of hanging out with his kids.
He's a grandfather. Or he's about
apparently,
to be a grandfather.
His oldest kid is Riley Leonard's age.
That checks out.
It does.
Maybe he's his father-in-law for all we know. Who knows? Okay. Maybe that'll be a story that's been kept quiet.
All right, so there's that. Meanwhile, Kyle Schwarber signed today. With the Phillies, not with the Red Sox.
Yeah, sadly.
5 years, 150, so $30 million a pop.
Could have used him.
Okay, I never thought the Red Sox were going to get Schwarber.
No.
And I prefer Alonso to Schwarber, but should the Red Sox have spent 5 years, 150 on Kyle Schwarber?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Agreed. Yeah, that's an obvious one. So I never really got my hopes up for Schwarber. It seemed like he was going back to Philly, but this whole time I basically had like three different groupings of players that I wanted. There was a couple of pitchers, two, three pitchers, right? Whether it be trade or free agent, starting pitcher studs. That's one group. There was big time power bat. And I really just had Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber in that. And then the other one would be like bringing back Bregman, signing Bo Bichette, maybe Kettle Marte, whatever. That's sort of like a third group. So the power bat group, I only had two names on it. And one of them just signed with the Phillies. So
you're all in on Alonso now.
Right. That's what that means.
But I was already all in on Alonso. Meanwhile, you tell me if you like, is this a good sign or a bad sign, Keith? Jeff Passan.
Great game. Classic game. Good sign, bad sign.
Good sign, bad sign. The Schwarber signing should pave the way for more free agent signings.
Good.
...
Wait, what?
In the coming weeks. Eeks.
The baseball offseason's a joke.
You said earlier, when they redo the CBA, this is something they need to do. We actually got a bunch of texts. I didn't read them at the time. We got a bunch of texts from like EPL fans and things like this. They're like, oh, the transfer window is so exciting. And you could have an offseason transfer window and an in-season transfer window, which would be the trade deadline.
Every other sport is pretty exciting when they like open it up to the offseason. NFL is usually pretty quick.
But none of the leagues here in the U.S., I mean, outside of like college football and like a transfer portal, none of them have like an actual window. Right, they just—I mean, it's not written anywhere that like free
physical window,
right? No. But for the NFL,
yeah,
free agency doesn't have to end by a certain date; it just kind of happens.
Right.
Same thing with the NBA and the NHL. I don't think so. I'll plead ignorance on that, but I don't think so. Baseball, for whatever reason, is just taking massive advantage of it. It might be the sport that needs it in writing. This is your transfer window, your free agency window, your transfer portal, whatever. Baseball needs that.
Definitely. It's a joke that some of these guys we're talking about could sign today or they could sign at the end of March. Like, what is this?
In the coming weeks, he said.
Coming weeks,
By the end of the week. Coming weeks.
Yeah, I'll hold my breath. Like, by Christmas, maybe you get a signing, but probably not. And then at that point, you're like, well, we're already waiting this long. Let's just keep waiting. And then it just kind of goes all the way past the Super Bowl and everything else.
Meanwhile, my understanding is Cora was scheduled to speak now-ish.
Oh, anything?
I'm looking now. This is what Cora had to say yesterday, though, when he was on the MLB Network discussing the Red Sox plans for the offseason.
And I want to start with the fact that the Red Sox of 2026, and we still don't know the answer to this question, might look a lot different than they do on paper right now. It feels like you guys are in on everybody and that there's no change or tweak that's out of the question.
Yeah, the one thing, and somebody asked me yesterday, what are you guys doing? We can go in different ways. The cool thing is that we got a lot of young players that they're really, really good, starting with Roman, right? So just stay the course. One of the things that we want to do better is run prevention. We pitch well. We were okay defensively. I think range-wise and outs above average in the outfield were amazing. But we have to be more consistent. As you guys know, that game two, game three of the playoffs, you know, our defense cost us advancing to the next round. So hopefully we can become more athletic, be better defensively, and still rake.
Okay. That's his plan.
Well, run prevention clearly had nothing to do with Kyle Schwarber. Like, he wasn't going to factor into that. So it was another kind of indication that they probably weren't going to bring him in. I know Pete Alonso's not going to get anybody, you know, confused with Doug Mankiewicz over there at first base, but at least he can play in the field. So we'll see where else they go with. Like, that would be a big argument for Bregman, like bringing Bregman back. I know he didn't have, like, the best fielding season, but you're trying to shore that up or keep it as a positive.
And he's a good defensive player, I do think.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking over Cora, here's what he had to say. Masataka Yoshida is finally healthy.
Hell yeah.
And it's going to be a big part of what they're doing.
And he's probably going to get hurt in the World Baseball Classic.
He also said he expects more power out of him now that he's healthy. Like, he can't really get less.
It's not going to be less power.
So that's something.
How many homers did he hit last year? It's a new trivia game.
Three. I think two of them were opposition players.
Well, I was going to guess two.
I think that's right.
My guess was two. You're saying three?
All right, let's take a look. In 205 plate appearances.
Is this counting the playoffs or is this just
No, these are regular season dingers.
Okay, good to know.
You guys kind of shorted them. Four.
Oh.
Must have been
in the Yankee Stadium somewhere.
Must have been final.
And he had
year.
Three swipes, so he was a 4-3 guy.
Good get for Heim Bloom.
Dude, he's a 4-3 guy. They didn't sign Schwarber so they could get that guy, 4-3.
Yeah.
Sick.
Pretty good get. So that seems like
walks.
Maybe it's a good thing we didn't take Cora live. Okay, that's the big news at Alex Cora earlier today.
The macho man, they call him.
You brought up the World Baseball Classic? You see where Chapman wants to pitch? Is that in grab bag? I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, no, I do have World Baseball Classic in grab bag, but not Chapman. Mention that.
You want to bag it?
Yeah, put it in the bag.
Let's bag it.
We'll do a World Baseball Classic.
All right, we got a Chapman update for you, among other things. You can dial up WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour. And
to remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.